Every day, around the world, millions of slides are being projected and viewed by millions of people. As you are probably aware, most of these slides are simply ineffective in getting a message across. The engineers, scientists, and managers who attend my workshops on oral presentations identify the main problem as too much on the slides, and in particular, too much text. I certainly agree. Still, these people know this when they are in the audience, but they are not sure what else to do when they are creating their own slides. In this podcast, let me offer three simple but solid guidelines towards more effective presentation slides. Just a week ago, as it happens, I was attending a presentation that had some of the worst slides I have seen in many years. At some point, the speaker even apologized for his poor slides, saying he had had to prepare this presentation in a rush. Clearly, he thought that these awful slides were better than nothing. This widespread belief, however, is simply not true. Bad slides are worse than no slides at all because they distract from what the presenter is saying. They hurt much more than they help. So guideline number one, do your slides right or don't do any slide at all. And I mean it, constructively. Your preparation time is better spent planning what to say, structuring what to say, and practicing how to say it. The presenter I saw last week had slides, but he did not really know what to tell us. The opposite would have been better. Not having slides, but having something useful to say. Slides, in other words, are optional. I have seen great presentations without slides. In contrast, I have never seen an effective presentation that was not well planned, well structured, and well delivered. Of course, if you have time to do them right, slides can be very effective in getting the message across. If audience members are distracted at any time and miss the point, they can look at the slide and get the point. In other words, slides should not say everything, but they should make a point, on their own and with as little text as possible. Guideline number two, state your message as the title of the slide, then develop it as visually as possible in the body of the slide. Now the message is not the what, the message is the so what, so it normally requires a full sentence with a subject and a verb. Example, suppose your slide shows sales figures for the last 12 months as a graph. Such a slide would typically be titled Evolution of Sales as a Function of Time, and that is not very useful. It's like showing a photograph of a dog and writing as the title of your slide, dog. Well, of course it's a dog. The question is, what are you trying to tell your audience about this dog? So your sales graph could more usefully be titled something like, thanks to our marketing efforts, sales doubled in 6 months. That is a message. In fact, you should come up with a message first and then decide what kind of graph you need to support it. Also, you may have to adjust your slide template. Most PowerPoint templates or corporate templates foresee 3 or 4 words for the title on one line. That is not enough for a message. Give yourself up to 12 words or so on up to 2 lines. 3 lines are too many. But 2 work well. And if all of your slides have a clear message supported by visual evidence, you're in good shape. But you can probably still improve them by being concise. Verbally, suppress unnecessary words, and visually, suppress unnecessary ink. Guideline number 3, suppress, suppress, suppress. If your background is not white or uniform color, remove it. In general, remove unnecessary colors, clip art, even bullets. question any variation in fonts, font size, or font style. In graphs, remove unnecessary tick marks, grid lines, or labels. Why, in corporate templates, I even recommend against the universal practice of placing the logo on every single slide. Place the corporate logo on the first and last slides, perhaps, or display it on its own during questions and answers. On the other slides, you can still show a corporate identity with fonts, layout, perhaps colors. Now, conciseness is a second draft activity. Worry first about stating and developing messages, but then question the value added of every single item on your slides, whether big or small. Let me recap my three guidelines. 1. Do your slides right or not at all. If you have limited preparation time, forget about slides. Plan your presentation, structure it, and if you have any time left, rehearse it. 2. On every slide, state your message as a short sentence in the title area, then develop your message as visually as possible. And 3. Be concise, verbally and visually. For slides, this usually means suppress, suppress, suppress. If you know what you want to tell your audience, and if you follow these three guidelines, creating effective slides should be easy. But optimizing them visually will still take time, so start early. I have no miracle to offer here. Unfortunately, I still spend a lot of time myself creating and optimizing my slides, but I have every reason to believe that this time is well invested. This was Jean-Luc Dumont for the IEEE Professional Communication Society, and I wish you every success with your next presentation.